You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Playing. We're talking playing. 82 games, comes down to one tonight. Steph putting it all on the line. Could tonight be the end of the Golden State Empire? And LeBron and the Lakers putting it all on the line-ish tonight versus the Pelicans. And the news of the day from Milwaukee, Giannis out to start the Bucks-Pacers series. Could Milwaukee be toast? Let's go around the horn.
They've been toast for a while.
Bucks stop here.
There you go.
Golden State at Sacramento, Lakers at Pelicans. The play-in starts tonight. Let's start with Dubs Kings. Winner moves on, loser out completely. How they come in, the rivalry between these two this year. Play-in game had an in-season tournament matchup between these two that was tight. And another game this season that was very close, Sacramento winning the close games. Last year, you know what Golden State did to Sacramento in the playoffs. It's all in a play-in, Frank. The number one thing that puts Golden State or Sacramento over tonight.
That's an easy one. The last time they played an elimination game there in Sacramento, Steph Curry, David Dennis's buddy, scored 50 points. Mm-hmm. Look at the way the Warriors finished the season, sprinting to the finish line. The Sacramento Kings losing Malik Monk, who could be the sixth man of the year. Kevin Huerter, they lost a lot of offense there. The Warriors, with all that experience, all that talent, I'll take them in this kind of game.
David Dennis Jr., the number one thing that decides tonight.
Frank said it. Going to agree. Wardell, Steph Curry, 50 points in Game 7 last year. Put these guys away. And the Warriors have that championship pedigree. And I'm going to talk about something that we don't usually associate with this Warriors squad is how they've been performing on the road. 39-28 in the playoffs on the road in the Steph Curry era. They're 25-16 on the road this season. So they actually going to fare better, it seems like, on the road against this Kings team that is on the downturn than they would maybe even be at home. They have that experience, and they have some that they didn't have when they lost the games early this season when Draymond was kind of, in mm-hmm. the middle of his suspensions in December. They have Kuminga, who has worked himself into the lineup, who is a vital part of this team. The Warriors are trending upward. The Kings are trending downward.
Two for Golden State. George Sedano, around the horn to you. What's the number one thing that decides tonight?
Tony, first of all, I hate to agree with Frank Isola, but I will. I think this is a Warriors win tonight.
Sounds
but
smart.
To me, it's not necessarily about what happens with the guards. Because, look, without Huerter and without Malik Monk, the spacing is not going to necessarily be there for the Sacramento Kings, which is going to make things a little more difficult for De'Aaron Fox, potentially, although he's the fastest guy in the league, arguably. But DeMontis Sabonis, to me, is going to have to carry the weight for the Sacramento Kings, because here's the deal. That means him and Draymond are going to be the matchup I'm watching out for. Certainly, they have some history, mm-hmm. and we know that to be the case. And Draymond is one of the greatest defensive players we've ever seen. So to me, that will determine this particular matchup. I think Fox will have a role in it. Don't get me wrong. He's going to play well. But it's Sabonis versus Draymond for me. That's what I'm watching.
Three for Golden State, then. Frank, back around the horn to you. In the games this season, one was in the in-season tournament, and one was a little bit later than that. The ball was in the hands of Steph Curry late. One was a missed shot, one was a dribble off the foot. Does any part of that make you question exactly how Sacramento goes after Steph Curry at the end of games?
Oh, I'm still going to try to get the ball out of his hands, especially what happened last year. And you have to remember, too, those two towns are so close to one another. And I get it. Every team in the West views the Lakers as a rival. But what's gone on with the Warriors the last 12 years, think about the Sacramento Kings. They have really lived in the shadow of the Warriors, and they've lived in the shadow of this brilliant player. You have to go into this tonight figuring out a way to get the ball to Steph Curry's hands and making somebody else beat you. You cannot let him do what he did last year, go for 35 or 40. You'll lose that
game. Sacramento had success this regular season doing that, but I heard a clean sweep for Golden State. There's a shadow that's being cast over this game potentially is with a loss, it's over for Golden State this season. Could it be over for the era we've seen? Could Klay Thompson be moving on? Should they need to rebuild or retool? Around the horn, George Sedano.
Tony, I do think that this is all teetering for sure, at least this particular group of guys. While I don't think they'll get rid of Klay, I think they will offer him a deal. I don't think it's the deal Klay could have gotten even a year or two ago. But it will be a deal they will offer him. I don't see that they will not offer him something. The guy to move to me is Andrew Wiggins. Like, if you're Andrew Wiggins, they got the best out of Andrew Wiggins in 2022. And since then, he just hasn't necessarily been the same player we saw when he was their second best player, arguably, en route to a championship. So I think they have these two timelines with the young guys and the older guys. There'll be some movement there for sure.
Could a loss be the end? Their sun setting on his empire, David Dennis Jr., after the horn.
I don't think so. As long as Steph Curry is there playing at the level he's playing, he still has 75 more threes than whoever was in second place. And this team was 24-24 in clutch games. Their record could and should have been a lot better than it was. They have a lot of these close games that they're losing. I agree, though, they need to look at Wiggins. I think Klay is coming back. But this is not a two-pronged build here. This is a one-pronged build about around one guy, and that's Steph Curry.
We've been horned. We'll move on to tonight's other game. Lakers-Pelicans. It was also a matchup in the in-season tournament. Lakers rolled there. New Orleans, their finish was not a big finish. PTI had the loss to the Lakers this Sunday in a game that meant a lot for them. They're still home tonight. So it's not a must-win, but it's kind of like, are we going to show that we're for real? They're favored in this game, George Sedano, as well. So I'm asking for the one thing in this game that puts the Pelicans or the Lakers over tonight.
The matchup I'm watching there, Tony, is LeBron James and Zion Williamson. And LeBron James has dominated those matchups against Zion Williamson. LeBron is averaging 12.8 assists per game against the Pelicans this year. That's more than any team this season that he's faced. And it's not just the offense, it's the defense. When Zion is usually trucking through people and bullying people over, that doesn't happen with LeBron. LeBron has stuck him defensively in a way no one has been able to stick him in regards to the way Zion has played this season. So to me, the LeBron-Zion matchup is key. And Anthony Davis's health obviously plays a factor as well.
Frank Isola.
I think it's all about Anthony Davis and his health, because let's remember the Lakers, you know, if they were to lose this game, they still have a chance to get into the playoffs, but they wouldn't have to play Denver. So Magic Johnson's come out and said that he wants to see the Lakers win. I think it comes down because LeBron want to win this game. And I do think he wants to do that, but I think this is more about the Pelicans. To me, they've had two signature games this season. In-season tournament semifinals, they lose by 44. And to George's point, Zion Williamson was a minus 33 in 26 minutes. He basically didn't show up. And then on Sunday, you have a chance to clinch sixth place, and you lose that game. So they could, in theory, lose sixth place on Sunday, seventh place on Tuesday. And if they lose Friday, that means they lose eighth place. A lot of pressure on the Pelicans and on Zion Williamson.
Okay, so there's pressure on Zion. There's pressure on the Pelicans. I'll ask for your pick in a second. David Dennis Jr., number one thing that decides Pels Lakers tonight.
Well, LeBron better want to win this game. They're 1-7 combined against those Kings and Warriors. They better try to win this game, even though they're, you know, that would put them right against the Nuggets. But this is about Zion and his inability to step up against LeBron. Now, of course, LeBron, all-time great, Zion is not going to outplay him, play him off the court, but he has to do better than he's been doing. Minus 38 in the two games they played this season. He's 1-7 in his career versus LeBron. And on Sunday, LeBron stole that man lunch money. He only had four field goals made and four turnovers. If Zion wants to be that guy, you have to do something to win this game and show that you can at least be on the same court with LeBron James.
If you want to be a guy in the league, you have to beat LeBron James in a play-in game.
39 years old.
That's,
he better
beat
him.
That's a pretty high bar. Right. All right, let me hear your picks for tonight. George Sedano, around the horn to you.
Tony, I'm going to pick the Lakers, but for the Pels to win, two things need to happen. They need to be able to shoot the ball well from three and drive to the basket. If Anthony Davis isn't there, then that creates an opportunity for them to win this game. Because if you look at the Lakers in the six games Anthony Davis hasn't played, there's only one player who was a positive plus-minus, and that's Rui Hachimura.
Right.
The Lakers.
Right. Are that's a lot of words to say you've got the Lakers. Frank, how about you? Lakers or Pelicans tonight?
L.A. because of LBJ. That's who I have.
And David Dennis Jr.
I'm going with the Lakers. Zion hasn't shown me enough in this matchup.
Another clean sweep. We'll move on.
Great. Two clean sweeps.
Now let's talk about how last night played out. The WNBA draft. A draft with class. The prediction is generational, maybe transcendental year. Now we have Caitlin Clark to the Fever, Cameron Brink to the Sparks, Sky ordering up Cardozo and Reese, the two Clark Slayers in college basketball the last 2 years. Frank, you were there, you covered this. What jumped out at you?
Well, it's been the year of Caitlin Clark. So for her, this was the culmination of an unbelievable season, unbelievable career, her being the number one overall pick. But also for me, it felt like, you know, the first kind of generation of NIL players with Cameron Brink and obviously Angel Reese. So the women's game, the one advantage they have going into the professional league is that we've seen them now for 4 years. This was the way it was in the 80s, 90s, whether it was Michael Jordan for 3 years at Carolina, Patrick Ewing for 4 years at Georgetown, Christian Leighton or Grant Hill. We got to know these guys. So it just seemed last night, not only are they really polished, but you could tell they've been making a lot of money in the college game, and they're just ready now. And I think also us as viewers and as the public that's consuming the product, we know who some of the key players are, which is good for
the
league.
That's big picture. You want to zoom in? The number one on the court storyline you liked from the draft?
Well, Caitlin Clark is a big one, but I like the story of Cameron Brink from this standpoint. Tomorrow, she's going to be trying out for the 3-on-3 to go to the Olympics in Paris. That's one thing. She's also going to L.A., let's face it. George is out there. I know he's not the biggest star in the world, but all the big stars are in L.A., and she seems perfect to be out in L.A.
David Dennis Jr.?
This is about Chicago. Chicago, don't look now. They have three of the brightest young stars in all the sports. They got Bedard, Caleb Williams is going, and now they have Angel Reese. And Angel Reese is in a perfect position to make a lot of noise with Cardozo there. We have a Twin Tower situation with Chicago. And if Angel Reese can develop that elbow jumper and be the Tim Duncan to Cardozo, David Robinson, we have something that they're building in Chicago. I love this draft for them and what this means with these two young players.
George Dono.
Tony, the word you left out was transformational, and I think that's the best word to describe the WNBA draft because of the success that the women's game has had, both in the WNBA, which has made strides over the last several years from a rating standpoint, but the enormous numbers we've seen in women's college basketball, and this is the group that helped lead that with Caitlin Clark and Camila Cardozo and Cameron Brink, et cetera. That is a big part of this group, so I think that is why it's a transformational group. The NIL stuff certainly plays a factor. They're more well-known. You know, Caitlin Clark is in State Farm commercials. And then the other part of it, on the floor, I'm going to be a little bit of a Plaschke homer here. L.A. got not only a big in Cameron Brink, who they desperately needed, okay, because they were one of the worst rebounding teams in the sport, but they also got a guard in Jackson. They got a little 1-2 punch now. Losing Nneka Agumake is going to be huge, so they need to kind of rebuild. And this is a nice two pieces.
Frank, I'll give you the last word.
Pretty cool scene behind the scenes, seeing Lisa Bluter, the head coach of Iowa, talking with Steph Curry's mom, Sonya, about the shooting of both Steph Curry and also Caitlin Clark, and about how both of them have kind of transformed the games that they both play. It was really, really cool being a part.
Actual reporting. You hear that, Sedano? You hear that, David Dennis Jr.? Frank was there. Frank's getting the bonus.
I was there.
Taking a break. Fire yourself next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
It's buy or sell, and buy or sell one is the news of the day from Milwaukee that the Bucks expect to be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for at least the start of the series with the Pacers. His calf injury needs more time. George, what do we have here, and could Milwaukee already be done before the playoffs start?
Tony, I don't want to go that far, but I'd buy that they're on potential upset alert here, to steal a line from College Game Day, because if Giannis misses more than one game, I think Indiana will win the series. How about that? So I think he misses two or more, it's toast for them. It's a battle of different styles. They want to run over there in Indiana. They want to be plotting with Milwaukee. I think it could be really bad for the Bucks getting eliminated potentially again in the first
round. David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, this is scary hours for the Bucks, but this is all about Dame Lillard. You went to this team because you wanted, you know, a championship level team. They wanted Dame Lillard so he can, you know, make this team rise to that championship level and Giannis to have help. Giannis isn't playing. Dame, you go out there and be the best player, and you have to play better than you did against those Pacers. He's only been shooting 32% for this team and then against the Pacers, and then been dominated by Halliburton on the other side. Dame has to step up and be, you know, clutch time Dame if he's going to have to figure out how to extend this to when Giannis comes back.
Frank Isola.
Giannis got hurt in the first round last year against Miami. He only played in two games. They lost both of them. Since then, now they're on their third coach. They got rid of Jrue Holiday. My thing, this is a troubling situation because I think with the Kevin Durant kind of shadow hanging over this, where he went into the playoffs that year with the Warriors calf injury, everyone's wondering, when are you going to come back? When are you going to come back? He came back against Toronto, and then he blew out his Achilles. So I think the injury is probably a lot more serious right now than maybe the
Milwaukee Bucks. Would you say internally they should be thinking about shutting Giannis down then for even more than one or two games in the series, maybe for the postseason?
I think his head and his heart tells him, I need to be out there. I think the Milwaukee Bucks are probably seriously concerned about him playing. I have a feeling we're not going to see
Sedano?
Him
this season.
Well, Tony, I will say this. I will agree with Frank on the latter part of it. I think it's going to be really hard to try to keep Giannis out of this series because of what transpired last year, because of all the pressure of, hey, we went and traded Jrue Holiday to get Damian Lillard to try to win a championship. Right. And look, here's the other part. He's averaged over 40 points a game against his team, and they're 1-4 against them. So they've been in a lot of these games. They need every single ounce of Giannis Antetokounmpo being as healthy as possible to have a shot in this series. This isn't like the Pacers are going to get run over, even if Giannis does play.
David, last word on this.
Yeah, Giannis has to be out there if he's remotely healthy. Obviously, if you have concerns about things going forward. But if he's passing all the physicals and everything, he's got to be out there because they are going to need everything that he has to win this series. I think if Giannis is out there, it's going 7.
Buy or sell 2, NHL, the President's Trophy winner, the New York Rangers. The curse of having the most points in the league is talked about a lot. Look at this full screen here. But for a team that hasn't sniffed the Stanley Cup in 30 years to have their franchise best season, 55 wins, and be the season's point leader in the league and the overall one seed, Frank, what does it mean?
Well, you know what? I'm not buying that curse thing. We heard this all the time about the Red Sox, and they ended up winning more World Series in this century than the Yankees have. So George Sedano, Tony brought up a good point. A little history lesson. 30 years ago, Mark Messier lifted the cup. That was the same year the Knicks went to the NBA Finals. The Rangers are too good this year.
Can you talk about the Rangers, please? You brought up the Knicks. You brought up the Yankees.
Giving you all the karma. And even Larry David mentioned Panarin on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
All right,
they have a lot of momentum going. You don't end it. No, you're wrong.
George Sedano, having watched this team maybe play hockey on the ice this year and not just Curb Your Enthusiasm, please go ahead.
Yeah, look, Tony, they're fantastic, but I think the curse seems to be somewhat of a real thing, okay? Because 28 out of the 36 President Comes Trophy have not won the championship, and they've been the favorite to win said championship in those scenarios.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, this is, you know, there's something to this. They haven't had a President's Cup winner win the Stanley Cup since 2008.
President's Trophy.
The Stanley Cup President's Trophy, you know what I'm saying. The problem here, that my concern here with this Rangers team is their 5-on-5 play is not as good. They're winning some of these games in the margin. 22 one-goal win this season. That's the most of any other team. So they're, you know, sort of on the margin.
They only win games by one goal. That's a problem. Would you rather they lose those games, Dennis Jr.? All right, that's going to be
but what he's saying is, I get it, Tony. What he's saying is this, is that they've won a lot of games that are close. That isn't always just skill. Sometimes that's luck.
David, I think you lost a game that was close here. Right now. George Sedano, Frank Isola, somehow, someway in Showdown. Next.
Oh, here we go.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano, Isola, good luck in Showdown. Team USA, 11 of the 12 spots locked in for this summer's Paris Games. In the 12th, maybe you can suggest somebody. George, what do you think of this roster? How good could this team be? Are we getting a guaranteed Sedano gold here?
I think a guaranteed Sedano gold. I think it's like probably like the fourth best Olympic team we've seen. Good balance. I would add Kyrie Irving to that group as the remaining player.
Frank Isola?
I'm adding the American-born player in the NBA who scored the most points this year. That would be Jalen Brunson. Pretty cool to see Steph Curry on there. Hasn't gone before. It would be his first ever Olympic gold medal.
That was a stunner to me as well. This is Curry's first Olympics. Jalen Brunson has the most points scored for an American player this season. There you go, Frank.
Yep.
Take
USA,
another point.
We'll USA. Move on.
Fluke play from baseball. Let's go. Rockies. Opening day starter was a pinch runner in this inning. And Kyle Freeland appears to injure himself at the plate, too. At a play at the plate. This was in the ninth inning versus the Phillies. He was okay, but not available post-game for comment because he was working out, he said. Fair or foul to use your opening day starter as a pinch runner in that situation, Frank?
Tony, you know why teams don't like doing that? Because of that reason right there, because your pitcher could get hurt. They put him in as a pinch runner at second base. In those circumstances, you could only cross the base. You cannot slide head first or slide into the base.
George?
Bad move by the Rockies. Bad.
Tony, I'm surprised that Bud Black did that. Usually, okay, if a pitcher can hit really well, you put him in the batter's box. But pinch running, that's usually when the pitchers get pinch run for, right? If they get on base.
In April.
To have him start at second base, I was surprised.
I think you guys are both making too much about this. He's an incredible athlete. So let him be athletic. But you want something that causes pitcher injuries. How about pitching? That's what causes more injuries in the base pen. We'll move on. Another fluky play from baseball. Cardinals couldn't challenge a call in Oakland because a security guard got in the way, and Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol couldn't see what was happening. He wasn't happy. Security guard was a little bit sheepish. George, who's right, who's wrong here?
I didn't like that Marmol put his hands on him the way he did. To like, he could just say, "Yo, man, get out of the way," and like kind of look over, right, and just see what the sign is. But I didn't love the grabbing of the jacket. Now it felt like a Seinfeld episode because it's not like the security guard was
rule
was
number
very,
one.
You know, forgiving.
Keep
about
your
it.
Hands to yourself. That's number one. Number two, the security guard's walking on the field because play is stopped. He's doing his job. This is on the umpire who should have said, "You know what? I understand there was a mistake. Let's review the play instead of doing this." Let's do this.
I give you that, Frank, and I give you the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
Wow, there we go. I want to say congratulations to the voice, the radio voice of the New York Yankees. That would be John Sterling, who announced that he's going to retire effective immediately after 36 years behind the mic for the Yankees. This is a guy who did Islander games, Net games, Atlanta Hawk games. His home run calls were so famous. And, of course, he ended every Yankee win with the Yankees win. Congratulations, John.
It is time. It is time. It is God. Yeah, voice of my youth. Oh, love him.
Great guy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Congrats, John.